Hi, this is Kalia, and today we're going to talk about brainwashing. Have you been brainwashed? If you've been in a relationship with a narcissist or are coming out of a relationship with a narcissist, the likelihood that you've been brainwashed is pretty high. Brainwashing is something that happens in cults. It's a conditioning of the mind to align with a particular set of belief systems, beliefs that may go against the way that you initially believe. The reason victims of narcissistic abuse stay in their relationships much longer than they should is due to brainwashing. In dictionary.com, the definition of brainwashing is a method for systematically changing attitudes or altering beliefs, originated in totalitarian countries, especially through the use of torture, drugs, or psychological stress techniques, which is common in narcissism. Also, any method of controlled systematic indoctrination, especially one based on repetition or confusion. Does that sound familiar? Gaslighting is a form of brainwashing used by narcissists. Gaslighting, the narcissist gets you confused to doubt your own reality. The result is you're feeling very confused and questioning or doubting, what just happened? What really happened? Oftentimes, the more confused you are, the more you doubt your own version of reality. The more you doubt your reality, the more you may look to the narcissist for help or support. The narcissist brainwashes you by continuing to find fault with you, to invalidate you, to continue to implant the suggestion that the problems that are happening in your relationship with the narcissist are all your fault. That person will give you reasons that you are to blame and continue to repeat these reasons until you begin to believe that maybe you are at fault. At the same time, the narcissist builds himself or herself up and reiterates his or her importance. The narcissist establishes himself or herself as the authority, as the dominant figure in the relationship, the one who knows what's really going on, and devalues your assessment of the situation. So you are always being made wrong. The narcissist may tell you how much he or she loves you, and this is why they want you to invest more in the relationship with them, by siding with them, by listening to what they say is true, by trusting them, and by taking responsibility for the problems in the relationship. You may want or need to believe that this person really does love you and has your best interest at heart. But the truth is, the narcissist has only his self-interest at heart, and he or she will do whatever is necessary to protect this interest, including to destroy you. If you begin to see the truth about what's happening, you become more of a threat, and the gaslighting and brainwashing techniques are amped up even further. It's the way the narcissist keeps you under his or her control. Often the gaslighting and brainwashing is so subtle that you don't realize what's happening. It's the frog in the pot of water slowly heated to boiling. You're so immersed in that water that you don't realize the temperature change. What you may notice is that something just isn't right. I know when I was deeply entrenched in a relationship with a narcissist, I felt that something wasn't right. But I was convinced that something wasn't right with me. It was me. I was the problem. And I had the problem. I had physical, mental, and emotional issues. And this was true. I did. I was breaking down physically. There was no denying this. I was confused mentally. There was also no denying this. And I was an emotional basket case. This was clear. The more unstable I felt, the more I clung to my beloved, the narcissist, for help and for support. He showed me no empathy, but rather shamed me for being so emotionally unstable. I would try and get stronger so that my beloved would have a more positive opinion of me. I didn't like myself. I didn't like this. I was becoming more and more depressed and insecure. I noticed his attention going to other women, who all seemed so bright, happy, and healthy compared to me. I knew it was only a matter of time that he would leave me for one of these women. I didn't like feeling this jealous, this needy, and insecure, but I couldn't seem to help myself. Eventually, I started stepping away from the relationship more, and I began taking a little bit better care of myself. I took a trip away, even though he didn't like it, and he didn't want me to take that trip away. Ironically, when I did get away, the symptoms I was struggling with cleared up, all of them. My physical symptoms, my emotional and mental, all cleared up almost overnight. I started to feel positive again, and I started to wonder if my dear beloved might have something to do with how I'd been feeling. My getting stronger and more confident in myself caused more crippling behaviors from the man in my life. He needed to get me back under control. He was very passive-aggressive in how he operated. He used the silent treatment, avoidance, emotional abandonment, ignoring issues, playing the devil's advocate in every situation, and attempting to squelch any original ideas that I had, leading me to believe that they were bad ideas. My confidence in myself was very low. He was the smart one. He was the one who had all the answers. He was the one in the know. He was the one who was emotionally and mentally stable. He was the one who was physically healthy and fit. Nothing seemed to faze him. Why did I believe that he was the strong one and I was the weak one? It was brainwashing. The way in which he interacted with me and denied me the support I was asking for led me to believe that there was something really wrong with me, and I was simply not worthy of such support. I remember one day I was feeling so depressed and in such a state of darkness. I almost begged him to just listen to me, to be with me while I tried to sort it all out. His response was, "This is your darkness, and I'm not going to join you in it. I'm going to leave, and you can deal with this yourself." I felt so ashamed of my darkness and my depression. I was made to feel it was like a virus that he didn't want to catch. So he would leave me suffering without a hint of compassion. My physical issues were another source of shame. I had severe candida and constant yeast infections. And he was a sex addict, always wanting sex with me, regardless of how I was feeling. My feelings did not matter at all. It was what he wanted. The way he dealt with my physical issues was to ignore them. I would tell him I had a doctor's appointment to find out what was going on with me, and when I came home from my appointment with my diagnosis and my prescriptions, he wouldn't ask anything about my appointment. It was as if he completely forgot about it. I would feel such shame about even having these issues, and so I wouldn't bring them up anymore. If I refused him sex, he would withdraw from me completely and would treat me like I didn't exist, like I wasn't even in the room. When I would beg him to tell me what was why he was ignoring me, he would tell me that I wasn't being very nurturing to him. That meant I wasn't giving him his daily sexual release. Suddenly, the attention was taken completely off my physical issues and what was going on with me on all levels to how I wasn't taking care of him. Because I was so deeply entrenched and brainwashed, I ended up feeling guilty that all my issues were preventing me from being a good girlfriend. I would put my needs aside and try to tend to his needs, even if I was in pain and agony. Shortly after my trip away, I decided I was going to leave the relationship. Yeah, I was so in love with him, but I felt that perhaps my issues were directly tied to the relationship. Yeah, I was right about that. And the only way I was going to be able to heal was to leave the relationship. Maybe if I left, he would take some responsibility and come around. That was my thinking. I didn't know what narcissism was at this time. So I was under this distorted belief that if he really loved me, he would be willing to look at his own part in the issues going on in our relationship. Didn't work like that. After I left, he immediately got involved with one of the women he was eyeing. There was no downtime for him. Instead of feeling relief, I felt devastated. My shame and self-blame kicked into high gear. His ability to move on so quickly was proof to me that I was the one to blame. It was all me. I was sick, depressed, dark, moody, unlovable. And I was a woman who could be easily replaced by a bright, healthy, happy woman. That made me feel even worse about myself. I became even more depressed and was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, which explained the intense anxiety and obsession that I was dealing with. All I could think of was how easily he went on to the next relationship and how happy he was now with her, while I was deeper in darkness than ever. I had such self-loathing, and my belief that there was something seriously wrong with me was highly activated. He was even telling people that I was confused, much as his mother, who had Alzheimer's, was confused. I was convinced that I was mentally ill. I wasted away to skin and bones, a shell of my former self. I was prescribed antidepressants for my anxiety and depression, and so that I could eat and sleep, something which I was not doing. I was unable to work and living off my savings. I didn't want anybody to see me, so I avoided going out in public as much as possible. I thought everybody would know I was mentally ill and sick, and I was really ashamed of myself. My friends were concerned about me, but also supported him. He was the one going to the parties my friends were throwing, And I was the poor, sorry, sick, mentally ill, disturbed woman who he couldn't be with anymore. One of my friends was concerned enough about me that she sent me to her psychologist, someone who'd helped her in a time of need. I decided I probably should go ahead and find out once and for all exactly what was wrong with me. I needed that diagnosis so that I had the hope of getting better. Many of you may already have heard this story, but this was a powerful turning point in my life. When I went to the therapist, she took a battery of psychological tests that's used to determine what mental illness that I might be suffering from. And I was completely unprepared for the results. After I spent time with the therapist talking about my recent history, my ex-boyfriend who I couldn't get over, my obsessive thinking, my physical illness, my depression and darkness, she said, "He's a narcissist." I didn't expect in my wildest dreams that the problem would be him and not me. He was living the good life. He went on without skipping a beat. He had an abundance of women wanting to be with him. He was confident in himself and seemingly emotionally cool and secure. I was the one with the problem. This is the brainwashing. The brainwashing that I underwent was a process of convincing me that my concerns were unwarranted, that I was insecure, needy, dependent, depressed, moody, dark, sickly, weak, and always at fault. I learned to believe these things about myself, and the more I believed them, the more true they became. Even after the relationship was over, I was still lost in the program that I'd been living under. Only now I had PTSD on top of it. The PTSD was developed from experiencing his complete lack of compassion towards me, his lack of emotion around our breakup after 3 years of living together, his ability to move on so quickly without skipping a beat, my intense shame, self-blame, and feelings of inadequacy. They all contributed to the PTSD. Even after the psychologist told me my beloved was a narcissist, I still questioned and doubted. I thought maybe she was wrong. After all, I was still the one who wasn't well. He seems so great, so how could he have an issue? It took a lot of research and understanding to begin to override the old programming, the brainwashing I was encoded with, to wake up to a new reality. My sickness, my depression, my darkness, my emotional instability was all part of the program. I had slowly absorbed everything this man had denied as coming from within himself. And over the 3 years that we were together, he slowly, slyly, and methodically put all issues in our relationship onto me. I began to weaken under the weight of it all. I was the problem. I believed I was the sickness. And as long as I believed I was the sickness, he could go on and be that emotionally stable, cool, collected, calm, together narcissist. It took a long time for me to heal and come out of the deeply entrenched programs I'd been living under. He came back for me after I saw the therapist and started to heal and wake up from the nightmare. It was as if he knew that I was waking up and needed to come back and put me to sleep again. I fell for this re-seduction at first, but the words of my therapist echoed in my mind. I stayed overnight with him a couple nights, but I couldn't sleep. I lay awake all night, and my inner voice was saying, "Don't you dare go to sleep." I finally listened to my inner voice and went no contact with him. By this time, I was aware that his narcissism was a major part of the problem. I still had my own issues, my lack of confidence and self-worth that I was healing, but I no longer believed that it was all my fault that the relationship fell apart. With intensive research and study, I came to understand malignant narcissism and the subtle ways it gets into your head and brainwashes you to doubt your own reality. When I studied cult programming, I discovered that anyone can be brainwashed. Anyone can be programmed and conditioned to believe a certain way. There isn't one particular personality type who's more likely to be susceptible to brainwashing. The media programs the masses every day through advertising. The church programs its members to believe a certain doctrine. The government programs its people to believe it has their best interest at heart. Corporations program their employees to make their jobs more important than their own lives. We are programmed by society not to trust our own inner knowing. We're conditioned to go against our own soul's blueprint. We're programmed to do what will bring us the most attention and approval from others. We're programmed to sell our soul and go against our integrity for money. We're conditioned to eat diets that are harmful for our bodies so that the food corporations can make a profit. Children are programmed to ask for breakfast cereals and other cardboard box food substitutes that have no nutritional value because of advertising. We are programmed to believe that as we age, it's normal to get all the old age diseases. Even those of us who have chosen to eat a healthy plant-based diet are told that we are extreme. While the masses pound cheeseburgers, fries, and colas by the truckloads, what's extreme? We live in a world where brainwashing is a daily occurrence. So narcissistic brainwashing should not come as a huge surprise. I don't think most malignant narcissists are aware of how they are brainwashing. They're simply controlling, gaslighting, and shucking responsibility by the nature of who they are. They don't have the insight and self-awareness to see that they are part of the problem. By the nature of their narcissism, they project their unhealed aspects onto others and blame them. If we're not self-aware, or even if we are self-reflective, we may be inclined to look deeply within ourselves and see some truth to the accusations that are being thrown at us. It's the little bit of truth that we may spot in our own character defects that give the narcissist ammunition to manipulate us. We may be feeling a little insecure, and so the accusations that we are insecure have a place to stick. We may be feeling shame, and so the blame has a place to stick. We may be feeling guilty, so the sob story of how we are not tending to the narcissist has a place to stick. We may even be feeling a bit jealous when our beloved is so focused on another woman or man. So the accusations of our being jealous have a place to stick. Our stickiness is what makes us so receptive to the brainwashing. We are conditioned to believe things about ourselves that are not completely true. Just because we have a little bit of a thing doesn't mean we are responsible for 100% of it. We all have the propensity to be a little jealous, insecure, needy, weak, depressed, angry, or whatever it is that the narcissist in your life uses to control you. Especially if we're provoked on a daily basis, if we're continually being poked, it's going to come out of us. We can only really break away from brainwashing programs when we break away from the brainwasher. Cult members can only really ever break free when they break out of the cult. To break free of the brainwashing, we need to look at what we've come to believe about ourselves and about the other. We need to be really honest with ourselves and look deeply into our subconscious programming. We may not believe these things so much on a conscious level. It's in the subconscious. If I ask you, do you think yourself unworthy? You may say, no, I don't think that I'm unworthy. But sometimes I really feel unworthy. Since brainwashing is a type of hypnosis, hypnosis is an effective tool to reverse brainwashing. We need to identify the programs you're currently living under, the obsessive thoughts that you're having, and the beliefs that you've formed about yourself. We then need to use hypnosis to convince your subconscious mind of another reality, one that is in alignment with the truth of who you really are. There are other methods that can also be helpful, such as emotional freedom technique, also called EFT, which is the tapping, the EMDR, a type of rapid eye movement therapy. Affirmations and repetitions can also be helpful. So let's break free of the programs we've been living under in our personal life, our professional life, and in our cultural life. Let's realign with our soul authenticity and step fully into who we are and who we come here to be. When we can really align with our soul's highest truth and calling, we won't be very receptive to brainwashing. We will be aligned with the truth of who we are, and the truth will set us free. Thank you so much, and we will see you in the next episode.